Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this lovely Tuesday. I always love being able to talk Red Sox with you, and especially now there's only a couple games left here now. We're getting to the home stretch of the season and it's going to be a lot of fun going forward. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover Boston sports for Nesson.com. I have been with Nesson now for 3.5 years. I've been in the Boston media scene for 6 years. Born and raised in the Boston area, born and raised a Red Sox fan, so I love being able to talk the Red Sox with you from a fan perspective, from a reporter perspective, and probably from a little bit of a stressed out Red Sox fan perspective. They are holding on to a wild card spot, which is obviously a very good sign. They are getting some help from the Yankees, who just can't seem to really get it together lately. But man, that Blue Jays team is quite scary, and a team that looks like a legitimate playoff contender, and just a team that's hungry for the playoffs. But I have an exciting episode for you today. I want to talk some bad, some good, and then of course ending the show on a positive note, as we always do. But first, if you haven't already, please join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, my good friend Sully, every single day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So jumping right in, Monday was an off day for the Red Sox, and it was a nice little relaxation day after a sweep of the Orioles, a much needed sweep of the Orioles, because even though the Orioles are not in playoff contention, every single game matters for the Red Sox. Every win counts. These are all must-win games in the final stretch of the season here. And Sunday's win was a little too close for comfort. The Red Sox did win 8-6 at the end of the day. Nate Eovaldi looked great. He looked sharp. He did have a little bit of trouble. He did give up 3 earned runs, 7 hits. But at the end of the day, he struck out 8 and continued to make his case to be a wild card starter, perhaps, if the Red Sox get into the playoffs this season. But I don't need to sit here and tell you how good Eovaldi's been, how solid he's been for the Red Sox, and just kind of how steady he's been as well. He's been incredibly consistent and something the Red Sox have needed this year, especially from a rotation that didn't have Chris Sale for much of the season. And I know Jason had talked about on Monday's episode how Garrett Richards has been looking a lot like a closer, which is probably something we never expected to say, especially after MLB cracked down on the sticky substances and the use of the spider tack and everything. And he came out and said, thank God my career got as far as it did before this ban came into place. But now he's looking like an incredibly dangerous option out of the bullpen. But someone who's unfortunately not looking the same as Hirokazu Sawamura. And I know he's battled injuries, I know he battled COVID as well, and everyone reacts different to the after effects of COVID. Obviously E-Rod with the myocarditis, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics was saying even after he recovered he still had to use an inhaler, and these are athletes that are at the tip-top shape. They are in the best shape of their lives, they're young, they're healthy, they're doing everything they can to take care of themselves and their bodies. So who knows if Sawamura is feeling side effects or lingering effects. Who knows if he's tired. And when you can't work out, you can't do baseball activities for a certain amount of time because of COVID, it of course messes up your routine. I totally understand that. And of course, this COVID outbreak could not have come for a worse time for the Red Sox. But ever since Sawamura has returned from the COVID-related IL, he just has not looked the same. He's not looked confident. He cannot throw strikes if his life depended on it. He just could not hit the strike zone on Sunday. And it almost cost the Red Sox. Thankfully, it didn't. And the offense came back in the seventh inning and some late inning magic was there for Boston. But Sawamura was almost the reason the Red Sox did not sweep this series. So before Garrett Whitlock threw his scoreless sixth inning Sunday, the Red Sox bullpen was incredibly solid over their last 35 2/3 innings. Their ERA was 0.50. They were really keeping this team in games and they were almost unhittable. But Sawamura could not keep that trend going Sunday. He had 3 straight walks to load the bases, nobody out. Trey Mancini cleared the bags with a double, and the Orioles took a 6-5 lead after that. Thankfully, like I said, the offense woke up, had some late inning magic, the Red Sox won, all is well. However, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Sarmor has not looked the same since returning from COVID. And yes, he did get out of the inning. There was no further damage than just the Orioles taking that one run lead, but he's proving he cannot be trusted in these high leverage situations. And he was pretty dominant before COVID happened. He was really someone the Red Sox bullpen trusted and the Red Sox trusted as a whole. And even Red Sox fans, you know, they were excited to see him come into games. Now he comes in and you're just like, please hit the strike zone, man, because this is not the Sarmora that Red Sox fans have been used to seeing. And the Red Sox are in a very tight race with the Blue Jays and the Yankees for those two top wildcard spots in the American League. Anything can happen in a one-game playoff, just like anything can happen when it comes to the AL's worst team beating a team in playoff contention. But you don't want to lose a playoff game because of walks, because of something that could have been avoided. And Sarmora is not making me feel confident enough to put him on a postseason roster. Now, I'm not a big league manager. I think I'd still prefer him over someone like Martin Perez, but when you walk the bases loaded, when you're giving up what could have been a game-changing double for the Red Sox, it makes me lose trust in you. And I don't know what this means for his chances on a postseason roster if the Red Sox do indeed get one of those wild card spots, but every single game counts. Each member of the Red Sox needs to prove that they deserve a spot on this playoff roster. And this lead should have never been relinquished in the first place. They always should have maintained that lead. And anyone will always tell you it's pitching that wins ball games, right? And you need to be able to hand the ball over to your bullpen after your starting pitcher does his job. And that's exactly what Eovaldi did. He did his job. He got the Red Sox in a great position to win. He did run into a small bit of trouble, but at the end of the day, he did his job. Sarmora did not. And there's not a lot of time to correct what's wrong. Of course, he could bounce back. He could just be going through it, coming off the COVID IL, and he could go back to his normal self when the Mets come into town Tuesday night. But with the games being so important for the Red Sox, even against the Mets, the Nationals, the Orioles, the Yankees, these games are so important where it's almost at the point where do you risk a one or two run game with the Red Sox in the lead? Do you put Sarmora in there? I don't know if you do. But you don't want to tax the people like Garrett Whitlock, Garrett Richards, even Hansel Robles. He's looked pretty solid the last day or two. Do you want to tax those guys going into a postseason? I don't know. But you need to win these games. So the Red Sox are really stuck between a rock and a hard place. But unless Sarmora can turn it around and turn it around quick, I don't think he earns a spot on this postseason roster just because of, I don't think he can be trusted in these high leverage situations. I think he's going to have a short leash. I think if the Mets and the Red Sox are close in later innings, if it's a 6-5 game, a 6-4 game in favor of the Red Sox, and they go to Sarmora and he walks the first two batters, or hell, he even walks the first batter and gives up a single, I think that's a short leash, and I think Alex Cora is going to give him the hook the second he sees him struggle, because these games are must win if the Red Sox want to make the postseason. Coming up in the second segment, we will talk the good that's going on with the Red Sox, and that's a lot of it at the end of the day. There's still a lot of good happening with this team. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, do not wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code LOCKEDON. Welcome back to our second segment, and there is a lot of good, as I mentioned right at the end of the first segment. There's a lot of good happening with this Red Sox team. They are in playoff contention at the end of the day. They're exciting. They're winning games. They're coming from behind. They're almost feeling like the beginning of the season where they don't exactly feel out of games, right? And that may be because of a conversation that happened in Seattle against the series with the Mariners. Alex Cora had said on Sunday after the Red Sox win against the Orioles that there is a conversation in Seattle about essentially controlling your own destiny. And he said, quote, "We had good conversation in Seattle toward the end of the series, kind of reminding that we control this. We control our own destiny. We have been playing really, really good baseball. If we can continue to do that, we're going to be in good shape. And Alex Cora is right. They are playing good baseball. There are still some things that need to be corrected immediately. Some ugly base running by Kyle Schwarber. Still some sloppy defense. But if you're having this conversation and you're saying, look, back in Seattle, there was probably about 20 games left. There's 20 games left. We're in control here because the Yankees and the Blue Jays, they're going to do what they're going to do too. But we still have to win. If we don't win games, we don't get into the playoffs. And even though the Yankees have been losing, they're really struggling. They're kind of falling apart. Maybe the Red Sox get in with a little help from them. But the Red Sox still need to win. Because if they start losing like the Yankees have been, the Yankees are going to slide into one of the wild card spots. And fans certainly do not want that. Red Sox fans anyway. And we all remember what happened at the beginning of the season, the first three games of the year. The Orioles ended up sweeping the Red Sox. And Cora said that he didn't want to call that a wake-up call because it was the first three games of the year. But he was like, it wasn't the end of the season. It was a good reminder that when you play bad baseball, you're going to get beat. But when you play good baseball, you're going to get a chance to win. And that's exactly what's been happening. The Red Sox have been playing a lot better. They're playing more confident baseball. And no team is perfect. I mean, look at the Padres. You have Machado and Tatis yelling at each other in the dugout. There's certainly none of that going on in the Red Sox clubhouse, at least that the cameras have captured anyway. But games against the Orioles, games against the Nationals that are coming up are must-win games. And you need to play your best baseball. You need to play good baseball, even though these teams are not good teams. Because these are games that are just as important as games against the Yankees. And games that are so important because there's only a handful of them left. Anything can happen in the final stretch of the season. I've been saying that. I think I originally said that the AL East would come down to the last couple games of the season, but it's really going to be the wild card. I think the Rays obviously are going to run away with this AL East division, but these final two wild card spots are really up for grabs. I mean, the A's are still in it too. They still have some ground to make up, but Red Sox fans unfortunately know and unfortunately have seen this team collapse. Just look at 2011. I don't think this season is anything like 2011 though, but if a conversation, just one simple conversation against the Mariners helped spark this run, helped spark a 5-game win streak, can be the difference, especially this late in the season, I'm all for it. And they need to continue to carry this momentum into their next series against the Mets. It's only a quick 2-game series. Yes, the Mets are a National League team, but the Red Sox need wins and they need all the wins they can get. And even though the Red Sox played pretty good baseball against the Orioles, what really stood out to me, and he has for the past couple of weeks now, is Bobby Dalbec. And we have talked about him quite a bit on this show. I know Jason was a little bit low on him, and rightfully so. I think a lot of us were. But he's really, really turned himself around ever since the trade deadline. I don't know if that's just because Travis Shaw and Kyle Schwarber were acquired and he realized that maybe his job was at stake or his job was in danger. His playing time was potentially could get limited. And he was like, nope, that's not happening on my watch. And he's giving Alex Cora a ton of reason not to take him out of this lineup. And on Sunday, Kyle Schwarber began the game on the bench. And Alex Cora was asked about that. They said, is it just a normal off day? Because this is the second time in the series that he's been benched. And Alex Cora was just like, it's just Bobby. And I think that's all he needed to say. He elaborated a little bit just saying that they needed Bobby Dalbec in the lineup against lefties. But if he just stopped the answer at it's just Bobby, everyone would have understood because of everything he's been doing. He's been coming in clutch. He's been hitting home runs. On Saturday, one of his doubles accounted for his 9th extra base hit over the course of his last 10 hits. And when you're getting extra base hits, you're putting yourself into scoring position. You're potentially scoring people who also were in scoring position. So that's a bat you're not taking out of your lineup. And that's a bat that's going to help you get into the postseason. And coming up in our third segment, we will end this show, as we always do, on a positive note. But first, this episode is supported by DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter, get rid of the confusion, and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. This episode also is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders your parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse just so happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and right in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. And Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every single customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find out the solution for all of your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Welcome back to our third and final segment. And I know I usually give you an unpopular opinion, but we just had a great positive second segment. I want to keep that momentum rolling. So my positive takeaway is that Pedro Martinez, like me, also wants Chris Sale to start a wild card game should the Red Sox get themselves there. And I know I mentioned in a previous episode that I would prefer Sale over Eovaldi for a number of reasons. And Pedro Martinez joined the NESN broadcast booth on Sunday and he was asked about it. It's a hot topic, so I'm not surprised he was. And he said Chris Sale because Chris Sale has pitched in fewer games over the last two seasons than Eovaldi has, that not a lot of batters have faced him. Over six starts, ERA is 2.40. And an interesting stat here is that none of his starts have come against wild card hopeful teams like the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the A's, or the Mariners. He has faced the Rays, yes, but they are not in wild card contention unless something completely drastic happens in the last 2 weeks. And I'm all for it. I think starting Sale is smart. He is your ace at the end of the day. And that is not a knock on Eovaldi at all. He's been absolutely dominant this season for the Red Sox. But in a one-game wildcard playoff, all hands need to be on deck. Sale starts. Eovaldi comes in the fifth or sixth. Pitches an inning or two. Maybe he can be ready for game one or two of the ALDS if you get there. It's all about strategy at this point. And I think starting Chris Sale, also against a team who hasn't seen him this season, is incredibly smart. So, Pedro, if you are listening, I'm right there with you. Chris Sale starts the wild card game next month at Fenway Park, no less. But there's still baseball left to be played. There's regular season baseball left to be played. A lot can happen between now and then. So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but it's nice to think about, right? So that will do it for Tuesday's episode of Locked On Red Sox. Thank you so much for joining me for a lovely Tuesday afternoon, morning, night, whenever you are listening to this. I always appreciate it. You can find me on Twitter at lalalalauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's, and of course the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at lo_Red Sox, and you can read all of my work on NESN.com, so be sure to check out all of that. Tons of Red Sox content coming out every single day. There's something new, so I love being able to bring you Red Sox content, written form, speaking form, all kinds of Red Sox stuff heading your way. Also, be sure to check out all the other awesome shows across the Locked On Network. Locked On MLB, Locked On A's, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Rays. There is so much good content out there. They all do an incredible job with these shows. Make sure to go check them out. Give them some love. And please rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. When you subscribe, you never miss an episode, no matter the time that it drops. Let us know what you want to hear, what we can do more of, what we can do less of. Send us questions. Interact with us. We love hearing from you. And don't forget that betting on MLB, the Yankees, the Red Sox, it does not have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. We will see you Wednesday.